You're listening to Bands and Botanicals, a unique podcast where we discuss herbalism, fitness, and healthy habits for life. Enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Paula Kirsch-Richter, and today we're going to be talking about pain prevention. So we are still in September here, and it is season two of the podcast. So as the herbalist, I am going to be taking the reins a little bit, talking a little bit more about herbs. And because of that, we are going to be doing things a little differently. So we have guests on the show. We have longer episodes when they're on, obviously, to give them a chance to talk about whatever experience or knowledge that they have to share. But when it's just me, I really do not want to drone on. I know you really love hearing my voice, but I'll spare you. And because of that, we are going to be doing little herbal nuggets or buds, or I'll figure out the name, but something cute and concise, and we'll be doing little tiny episodes. So that is what this is going to be about today. I'm going to just give you a quick rundown, and you guys have been sending me a lot of questions online, and if we don't get to your questions in these segments, there will be segments where it'll be more pertinent, and we'll get to that, but continue to send in your questions on Instagram or botanicallycurious.com, or you can go ahead and message me on the Anchor app if you have that as well. So pain really involves a bunch of different areas of the body. It's never really isolated unless we're talking about a break or a sprain. So what I want to do and why I got into herbal medicine is really for that preventative care. And that's the idea I want to get across, is that we really have to stop looking at our healthcare and our wellness as a reaction to something versus implementing preventative measures for long-term health. So the herbs that I'm going to be talking about today are focused on healing and protecting for that preventative care. You know, we always talk about eating right, taking baths with Epsom salt, getting that good night's sleep in, especially if you are starting a new workout regimen. But there's a little bit more to it that you can incorporate, and that's what I'm here to talk about. I'm thinking about pain, and because our podcast is Bands and Botanicals, that workout and that herbalism together and that fitness and herbalism, we're going to mention that, you know, the common mistakes that you might find when you're working out: muscle strains and sprains, sprained ankles, shoulder injuries, right? Knees, shin splints. Ugh, I hate those so much. But these are things that can actually happen outside of the gym when we're talking about things we don't think of as exercise very often, like gardening or walking the dog. Or maybe you're just lifting heavy items in a quick fashion throughout the day where you're twisting and turning your body, right? We have a lot of episodes from season one that you can refer back to where we talk about pain, where we talk about that movement, definitely more about inflammation in there. But I guarantee that you are not stretching enough. Number one thing with preventative care, other than incorporating herbs and eating healthy and getting your sleep, is stretching. First thing in the morning, even if you're laying in bed, just kind of lengthen your body, stretch yourself out, twist and turn a little bit slowly, then get up and figure out what kind of quick, even if it's only 5 minutes, just to warm up the body like you would if you were going in for a workout. Because at this point in time, you need to increase your heart rate a little bit, loosen your muscles so you can go throughout your day, and you're less likely to have those little tweaks and twinges that happen throughout the day when you slightly turn or jerk your body, especially as you get older. Because I've noticed, and we've talked about this before, you know, even just doing the laundry where you're grabbing the basket and you're just turning slightly and you're like, oh, and you realize instantly that you did something to your back and now you need to go find your heating pad. So guaranteed you need to stretch more, definitely something to incorporate. One of the things that gets talked about, and I had a question about this, is Siberian ginseng. And I've mentioned before how you really don't need to incorporate ginseng unless you're 50 and older. And, you know, it's most commonly something that's looked at as an all-natural for athletes to boost their athletic performance. But if you are eating healthy and getting that nutrition that you need, you're sleeping, you're stretching, it's not something necessarily you need to incorporate, but it will definitely warm the body. Now, how does Siberian ginseng actually help protect the body? It's been found to increase your white blood cell count. The white blood cells in your body capture bacteria and viruses. So this is important to ward off infection, boosting your immune system, which allows for quicker recovery. It also helps regulate your blood sugar and fights fatigue. So when you're talking about recovery, when you're talking about starting a new regimen, whether it's movement or otherwise, and you just feel this shift in your energy levels in your body, this is potentially something you can use and incorporate, keeping in mind the type of body you have, your age, and a few other factors. So if this is maybe your first time listening to the podcast and you have no idea what the body, the constituency of your body is, go back to season one. We have some great episodes about energetics. So it talks about the different aspects of your body, really how to look at your body, do a little bit of a scan and identify those areas of pain or injury and what those really look like. Is it a dry grinding pain on your joints? We've got some episodes about things like that. Or are you susceptible to holding water in your legs like edema? And when you get an injury, it just collects fluid. So those are really important things to know about yourself before you incorporate certain herbs. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, so if that's the case, why am I being prescribed the same medication from my doctor as someone who has a totally different body than me? Good question. I don't know. Maybe you should switch to herbalism. Anyway, Solomon seal is a fantastic herb. It heals loose connective tissue. So if you have laxity in your muscles, if you are a person who is susceptible, for instance, myself, when I'm working out, I really have to worry and watch for when I turn because my hip and my knees pop out of joint very, very easily. So when you're looking at those types of things where you have maybe a damp, lax body, you want herbs that are going to tighten and that are more astringent. So when you see something or hear something that's astringent, it means it's drying. So unless you already have a very damp body already where you're holding a lot of moisture, you don't want to incorporate dry herbs. So I say that Solomon seal is a fantastic herb to use only in certain circumstances for your body type. You can incorporate this as a tincture where you're taking just a few drops a day, and that'll help with healing sprains in the body or any kind of damaged connective tissue. One that I incorporate in the morning is cordyceps. Now, there's been a big push with mushrooms in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years. Maybe it's been a little less than that, but it's really been pushed as this magical new thing that nobody realized was growing on trees for millennia. And cordyceps are a fantastic one, not only for endurance and recovery, but it also helps to allow your body to adapt to stress. So if you're making a lot of changes in life, which seem to be happening to all of us, whether we want it to happen or not, this is a fantastic one because not only are you thinking about the things in your life that you can control, but you're also thinking about those environmental factors that you can't control. And incorporating these types of herbs is a great way. So I usually use cordyceps powder and I put it into my morning smoothie or protein shake. It's got a really interesting flavor to it if you use the powder, which is what I would recommend. It's a little earthy, but it's not like dirt. And so you can even put it into your coffee. Now, coffee is something we really need to talk about. I am a fan of caffeine in certain circumstances, but when we're talking about pain, specifically pain that might be incorporated into your nervous system, which is essentially all pain, then I wouldn't exacerbate those issues with caffeine because that's going to really disrupt your nervous system. Now, when we talk about pain management, one of the things that I always like to think about and consider are those people who are not able to take traditional pain medication. And this is why herbalism is a softer, healthier approach. Whether you have struggled with opioid addiction, whether you might be susceptible because of your family history, maybe it's just really harsh on your body. This is why I want to talk about what you can do. So we've talked about getting yourself a little bit of energy when you are dealing with an injury and it's a little bit harder to get up in the morning and do things through ginseng. We've talked about easy preventative ways on a daily basis in the morning to incorporate things for the environmental stressors that'll put even more pressure on your body when you're dealing with recovery from pain. Now let's talk about comfrey. So this is one we just mentioned a little while ago in season one, and this herb is also known as knit bone because it rapidly heals the connective tissue and the bones. So it actually encourages cell proliferation and allows the bones that are injured to knit back together. And it's also pulling the muscles, decreasing swelling at the same time. So everything that you want to happen when you've got a break or a sprain, it's going to have an affinity for that area and speed up the healing process. Now, when I mention comfrey, I want to also mention that this herb is a little bit harder on your liver than most. Remember, we're trying to incorporate preventative care. We don't want to suppress symptoms. We want to support our bodies.